This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Coming up on the next after the break, we have David Bigo, author of Devil at Our Doorstep. How he fought and won the SEIU. I used to call him my SEIU slayer. I don't want to get him in any trouble, so I'm just kind of backed off of that a little bit. But how he actually fought the SEIU at their own game, he won. And he got them to, he put them in their place. Because they were trying to force themselves on this company. They didn't want to do a vote. Think about that. They didn't want people to vote as to whether they wanted them there or not. And I always love it how, you know, if they don't win by bullying, they call us bullies, but they don't win by bullying, and all of a sudden they go nuts. They can do anything they want to. It's not right, and I'm glad he fought, and he was willing to put his money where his mouth was, or is, whatever. And he spent almost, you ready for this? He spent almost $1 million of the company money, of his own money, to make this happen. To give his employees the right to vote. And they voted against the union. When they actually saw what the union was doing, they were like, no, we don't want any part of this. This man's been good to us for years, and you guys are treating him really bad. We don't want any part of this. What are you going to do to us if we don't get in line with you? And that's it. They do operate in a very thug-like manner. So the New York Times has done a study on how media covers hate groups and what they consider hate groups. Now, just because I'm a white guy who's a Christian and a conservative and I belong to the Republican Party, I am like at the top of their list, believe it or not. Go figure. So for more than half a decade, Media Matters has monitored how broadcast, cable, print, and local media outlets cover hate groups. Now, they've got some charts up of the largest studies documenting how journalists report on how group on these hate groups. Now, in July 2016, they listed which publications avoid using the hate group label for anti-LGBTQ extremists. Now, I don't know what you can't say Muslim extremists. They won't let you do that. Or radical Muslims, or any of that. But as I've always said, you can use it against Christians. It's perfectly acceptable. Or conservatives. And notice that it's only LGBTQ, right? So even if I say, I still love you, but I don't approve of your lifestyle, okay, I can't line up with the LGBTQ world because my Bible tells me I can't, and I'm a God believer. That doesn't mean I hate you. My kids do a lot of stupid things. Some of my kids have done illegal stuff or wrong stuff. I don't hate them. I don't disagree with them. I don't fall in line with them. When my children got tattoos, I said, I don't like tattoos. I think they're wrong. I think they're bad. You know, if you cover your whole body with it, what are you really covering? But that's my personal opinion. Doesn't mean I hate the person. Doesn't mean I hate my kids because I don't like what they put on their body. That's just ignorant going somewhere to happen. And if that's what you believe, you're the one that needs help, not me. That's why I wrote the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, to exactly deal with this crazy stuff. So New York Times labels the SPLC's top five anti-LGBT hate groups. Now, I don't know if you know this. They use the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, designation of a hate group to clearly designate any anti-LGBTQ hate group So out of 60 stories, right, they called out conservatives, religious conservatives, and Christians being the highest, the biggest haters, if you would, of the LGBTQ community. So even if we tell you, I have kids that are gay or lesbian, I have, you know, married kids that are gay or lesbian, but I still don't believe in the LGBTQ whatever lifestyle, then I'm a hater. Does that make sense to anybody? Any of you guys? So it's and the Washington Post, when you get to their top five, hey, now think about this. Even if you're none of these and you say you're not, you don't agree, you're a hater. So they also labeled conservatives, religious conservatives, and Christians as hate extremists. And they had other way down there. Again, I think it's kind of funny. They can't figure it out on their own. Now, they say that the ideologies of these groups, or they put in the, I don't know, the category, if they're hate or extremist groups. Think about this. They tie in the fact that you are, if you're a white nationalist, if you're anti-LGBT in any way, if you're anti-Muslim, now that's how they put this in there, anti-immigrant, not anti-illegal immigrant, not anti-illegal immigration, but just anti-immigrant. So I'm not an anti-immigrant. Or anti-government. If you're any of those, you're a hater. Or you're an extreme hater if you're into multiple categories. So I say, no, I don't believe in gay and lesbian lifestyles, period. And no, I don't want to let extreme Muslim terrorists in the country. So I do believe in American exceptionalism. That makes me a white nationalist, makes me anti-LGBT, it makes me anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, and I think government's too big. I'm done. They can actually put me in jail at that point, right? Isn't that beautiful? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. You know what? Maybe, just maybe, David Bego can turn us around here. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
We are back. I'm Joe Mesiti, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to my website, get my new book, Ramblings of Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. But you don't have to. Read the book, and you'll find out we're not bad people. We care about this country as much as you do. Most of us have a different way of looking at it, that's all. And then you want to pick up my new shirts that I just had done. Hashtag stand, okay? We got these nut jobs running around Berkeley and so many other places where they've got those shirts on that say resist. They're black shirts. They wear black pants, black shoes, black banderas. I mean, really, they're a bunch of thugs. But what I'm telling you to do without violence is just stand. Stand for what you believe in. Stand for liberty. You know, stand for freedom. Stand for your right to speak. Don't back down just because they're violent. Don't back down because they're scary. We need to stand for what we believe in. And a guy that I know that has fought that fought and stood for what he has believed in. I've got David Bego on the line with me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, how he fought and won a, I'll call it a takeover, David, by the SEIU, you know, when they try to take over your employees. But thanks for being with me today.
Well, Joe, it's always a pleasure, and I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you know, and it is true. I mean, the way I am so glad that Donald Trump was able to become president, because I think some of the things that you went through with card check and with the SEIU trying to unionize, but in a thug way, you unionize your organization. I don't think you're going to see that. I believe, I don't know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, David, but I don't believe that Trump would let anything like that happen, right?
Well, I don't think so, but he's going to have to get involved in it a little bit. You know, he did change the person who was director of the National Labor Relations Board that will help, but he'll have an opportunity to put two new members on later this year, and he needs to get some people on there that, you know, are smart people and aren't pro-labor and do things the right way and abide by our laws. And I think he'll do that. But in the meantime, the unions are still out there really pushing to unionize people all over the country and through card check and forced unionism. And it's sad because these poor people are intimidated and beat on. And, you know, it's still going on in this country. It's going to get worse until that time that they change the regulations and get back to or get rid of the Obama regulations and get back to what we were doing, and then the unions will be in a real death spiral.
You're right. And these poor people just want to work. They don't want to get caught up in politics. They want to feed their family. They want to have a decent health care package, vacation, whatever, whatever. And they just want to work in most cases, right?
Well, that's exactly right, and they don't want the union bosses using their union dues for their own pockets and their political agenda. And I think, you know, Trump was in Wisconsin, and, you know, Governor Scott up there, you know, he has done a lot of great things up there. He got right to work passed, and, you know, he's reduced the budget and turned Wisconsin into a state that no longer is in debt, and jobs have increased up there. More companies are willing to go up there, and the people out working and the union members are seeing all this, and they're cheering for this kind of stuff, and we need to see this type of stuff continue across the country.
What I think is funny is the union thugs are out there screaming that the only thing that Walker is doing is he's creating a whole bunch of low-paying part-time jobs. And I'm rolling around laughing because they didn't have this complaint with Obama, when over 70% of the jobs that were created under his administration were either part-time or low-wage jobs. They touted how many jobs he was creating. But I guess when a Republican does it, it's a bad thing. But when a Dem does it, it's a good thing. It just drives me insane.
Well, that's their agenda. They go out and they throw that stuff out there, and you know, they try to make people look bad, like Governor Walker or myself when they attacked me across the Midwest, and that's what they're doing to Trump now. Mm-hmm. And they will continue. That's their agenda. You know, it's lies and misinformation and intimidation, and we're going to continue to see this stuff because these people are desperate, and desperate people will do desperate things.
Well, how do you deal with Trump coming out and going out? What was the snap on tools, and he's right there in the heart of America. I don't know if you noticed this. Did you see the flag behind him was welded wrenches, box wrenches? So the red, if you look at it, if you can go grab the clip, the red, white, and blue, the red, white stripes were made up of welded together, box wrenches. I just thought that was really cool. So, you know, he's back talking about putting the American worker back to work. Let's get our people, you know, off the bench and into the work. Because you know what? People feel better when they're working. I mean, men especially, they love working. They love providing for their families. They love bringing home a paycheck. And we need to get them working again. Then you get people like Mark Cuban who, you know, in the early days I had a bit of respect for because I was in the tech world. And his argument is this is bad. These kind of restrictions are bad because they don't promote capitalism. But capitalism has to operate in a level playing field, or at least where the rules are the same. And, you know, countries like Mexico, they don't have to deal with unions and the EPA and what have you. So Mark is way off, and I know I've given you a broad brush there, but go for it.
Well, yeah, but you know, he's another typical guy. You know, he's a a billionaire, obviously, and he owns the Dallas Mavericks, and you know, and several companies, and but he's done it through bringing people in from overseas and that, paying them low wages. And I would guess, I don't know for sure, but I would guess in many cases, some of these people probably were paid, you know, as independent contractors where you don't have to pay, you know, payroll taxes and stuff like
right.
that, because that's what a lot of these companies do. And then, you know, the other side of it is he wants these people to stay with him, and he doesn't want to give Americans a chance to move up and make better wages and that. So he's taking jobs away from America. And people got to understand what's going on behind the scenes with the far left and, you know, the unions and stuff like that. Even though the unions support people coming in, what they look at is down the road, they're going to be able to organize these people. And, of course, that's what the politicians are telling them. You know, yeah, yeah, we'll let you, we'll leave the borders open, we'll let you bring these people, get these people in, we'll give you the names, we'll let you unionize them someday. So it's a game, it's an agenda, and the tactics are the same, whether you're fighting the SEIU, who's trying to force unionize your people, or they're trying to win their political battles.
Yeah, I know this is kind of out there, but it's almost like a form of slavery. They get these guys dependent on the union, dependent on them, you know, pretty much making every decision, every bargaining decision for them, and then these guys get stuck. And for all intents and purposes, any way you put it, they get screwed. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We've got to go for a quick break since both of us believe in capitalism. We're going to go make some money. We'll be back in a minute. David Bigo joins me, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, his fight and win with the SEIU. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Really, I'll come to your door. I'll turn the radio on for you.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bean- Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. As the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.
We are back. I'm proud to be an American. And you know what? And I'm becoming... Is prouder a proper terminology? Prouder every day. No, really, seriously. I don't care what kind of mistakes that Trump makes. I don't care, you know, what's going on. We are making strides moving forward. I mean, the appointment of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court, I think, is a big deal. I think we're going to have another appointment. And everything else will fall in place as time moves forward. At least that's how I feel about it. David Bigo joins me, as he does from time to time here on the show. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, and he's out there. He really is out there as a business owner. And some of you think that business owners do not like employees, but we couldn't function without employees. But he's out there fighting for the rights of employees, fighting for the rights of small business owners. David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks, Joe. And it's interesting you mentioned Gorsuch, because he has my book and actually sent me a letter thanking me for it and enjoying it.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. I like that. We were talking about, and I know I'm over the top with it, but I'm trying to get people's attention. You know, it's almost a form of slavery. When you're in a company, and yes, you and I have had this discussion before where some companies deserve to have the union and they deserve to be watched over because they treat their employees like garbage. But for the most part, guys like you, guys like myself, we want to take care of our employees. We realize when they're happy, when they get paid well, when they have family time and that kind of stuff, they're productive. And when the union comes in, they tie their hands to a big degree. They don't have the freedom to be the employee they want to be, correct?
Well, that's absolutely right. You know the old saying, it takes three people to change a light bulb? it's true. I have to tell you, we picked up a facility, automobile manufacturing plant in Indiana several years ago, and it was a UAW facility, and we replaced the the people who were cleaning the building, and they were UAW workers, but they didn't lose their jobs. They were put out in the production area. And we took over after 30 days. The management came to us and they said, you know, this is the cleanest this building's been in 50 years. And you guys get more done in a week than we get done in a month. And what's interesting about this, and I saw this firsthand a couple of weeks before we started, I went out and walked the facility to see what it looked like. And we not only cleaned, we changed light bulbs and air filters and did some other light maintenance stuff like that. And there was a light bulb being changed in a hallway, just a regular small light bulb. And there was a guy on the ladder changing the bulb. There's a guy next to him that was supposed to be holding the ladder, but really wasn't holding it. It was just standing there. And then there's a third person that was supervising it. So it took three people to change a light bulb. And, you know, that's not what we need in America. We need people that are productive and efficient and, they're innovative and they help the companies do great things. And that doesn't happen when you have situations like that.
No, they're regulated as to what they can do, how they can do, and when they can do. Really quite interesting. So how are you feeling about Trump's foreign affair policies? You know, I mean, when you look at what he did in Syria, you look at what he did, and I don't know how you feel. You and I haven't talked about this yet, but I wrote a piece about the bombing in Syria, and a lot of hardcore right-wingers came unglued on me. And they said, you know, it was against the Constitution, and I had argued that it wasn't. And I said, look, if it didn't do anything else, it let our enemies know that we're back in the game, and it let our allies know that we were back in the game and that we were on their side. And I think it sent a message along with the Moab bomb. But tell me your honest feelings about how Trump is dealing with foreign issues.
Well, I agree with you, and I think you have to do those things because, you know, these people are bullies, you know, bottom line, that's what they are, just like the SEIU was with me. As I write in the introduction to my book, I talk about, you remember the movie Christmas Story?
Mm-hmm.
And how the bully went around and was punching, beating up on the guy all the time, and one day in the playground, the guy finally got mad and smacked him in the nose, the bully in the nose, and knocked him down. And that's what you have to do, because these people don't understand anything else, is that you have to stand up to them and you have to let them know that you're not going to put up with it. And I think Trump is sending that message, and that's the message that people in Syria and Iraq and Iran and North Korea and other people need to understand that we're not going to put up with it any longer, and we're going to stand up to it. And what happens when you do that, you tend to see them crawl back under their rocks.
Yeah, it's really interesting how they think these dictators, so, you know, the softies here on the left, think that these dictators can be loved into being our friends. And they actually see those kind of emotions as a weakness, not a strength. They don't see them as a good thing. And I think it's crazy the way they want to approach these things after they keep not working. So I have no faith in them. I kind of joke, you may not like this, but I kind of joke when productivity is down in the warehouse and you've done everything you can do. You know, you walk through there and you fire three people, the next day productivity goes up to 80%. Yeah, it's kind of like the same thing here. He goes in there, lets them know we're back in, you know, drops the bombs, gets tough with the little fat boy, and I'll use that term, in North Korea, and you know, telling him, look, maybe nobody else will act on your stuff. Maybe nobody else will do what we'd like them to do in protecting South Korea and other places, but Mr. Kim will be there. We'll do what we need to do to stop you. And the left is going nuts right now. They're screaming, that's no way to do diplomacy. In the past, we've given them some money and they've gone away. Well, my attitude is, because we've appeased these people every time they do some saber rattling, they are where they are today. They have missiles. They have bombs. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, not only that, what their ultimate objective is they're going to continue to build up their arsenals and attack us not only that way, but from within, inserting people in this country and trying to overturn this country. Because it came back to the old things, after World War II and our fights with Russia and that, their indication was if we can't beat you militarily, we'll bring you down from within. And I think we're seeing both of that today, and we have to stand up to it. And the left doesn't understand that because they like to, again, they like to go out and achieve things through lies and misinformation.
Yep.
And they try their intimidation tactics too, but when you stand up to them, they back down. And, back to your comment about walking through the warehouse and firing three people, I don't think you had to get quite that bad because I'll tell you a story. It actually came up with somebody that read my book here the other day. And, when I started in out of school, I worked for an agribusiness company. I was a manager of the experimental feed mill, and I came down from my office one day and forgot to put my hard hat on. And one of the union guys came up, and he was about my height and about my size, basically. And he came up to me, and he took his hard hat off, and he threw it across the production area, and looked at me and screamed, if you don't have to wear your hard hat, I don't have to wear my hard hat either. And there was about eight or nine other union guys standing there watching. You could tell they were amused by it and everything. And I just, Joe, I went over and I picked up the hard hat and went back to him and I said, put this on. And if you ever do that again, I'll make sure you won't have a job here anymore. And his eyes just got bigger than you know what. And the rest of it, the union guys were out there, they just, their heads kind of sunk a little bit, and they all went back to work. From that day on, they were the most productive they'd ever been.
and people don't realize, it doesn't, yes, you're right. I don't have to get as drastic as I was saying, but it's really funny how people get complacent because it's the way things have been done, the way we've been doing things. Now they'll never fire us. They need us. I did a lot of creative things. I had technicians in the field, like you have people running around, and it was always a challenge to keep them, on task and productive, as they say. But look, we got to go for a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Georgia results, the election results in Georgia, and then something I'm sure you're very familiar with. We had in February, we added 235,000 jobs to the economy, but it seemed like we took a bit of a nosedive in March down to 98,000, but somehow the unemployment rate fell to 4.5%. This is government math that I've actually never gotten used to. I don't know, maybe it has to do with Common Core. I'm just totally lost. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to Joe Messina on the Real Side. Don't go far.
You know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
This is for my friends in the 70s. Only a few of you know what this is. Do this movie today, I'll tell you what. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina. Always, always, always love it when you're involved in the chat room. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. Head over there for no other reason. Give me some of your money. I have two things going on up there. We're selling our book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been told to be afraid of over the last 8 years or so. You don't have to. We're all on the same page, I'm telling you. I mean, ultimately, we're on the same page, okay? If you really care about this country. If you just care about party politics, then you're not on the same page. And if you're on the right, I give you ammunition. I give you the talking points that you need to be able to speak to people on the left. And then for the rest of you who are willing to get out there, get out of your chairs, off your couches, and go do something, we have new shirts. They're red shirts with white print. Sound familiar? And they say stand. Just simply hashtag stand for America. If you're standing for America, you're standing for peace, you're standing for liberty and freedom, freedom of choice, freedom of speech. Just stand for America. Stand your ground. Don't give it up because of some nut job across the street, you know, screaming all kinds of things and smashing windows at Starbucks. Don't let that happen.
Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Bigo is with me. He's my, what I love to refer to as my SEIU slayer. He's written a book called Devil at Our Doorstep. And David, again, thanks for being with me today.
Again, Joe, it's always a pleasure.
So let's touch on the Georgia results and then move on. You know, the Dems have had some defeats lately, and it, you know, at first they say they have a chance, and then afterward they'll say they never had a chance, and they knew that they didn't have a chance. But in Georgia, they really thought they were going to pull this off. They bring a guy in from out of town. They bring all kinds of money in from out of town, and and he gets beat against, what, 11 other Republicans? I think it was 11.
Yeah, there was 11 other Republicans, yeah. And he only got 48% of the vote, which was short of the majority threshold. So there'll be a runoff now, and it'll be interesting to see where they go with this. And I'm sure that, you know, the fact that he's actually lives outside the area and that most of the donations he got were from outside the area, from Democrats across the country, are going to be highly publicized.
Well, what's funny about all this is they do this in a lot of, the Dems do this all over the place. They did it in my area, and we used the carpetbagger thing to help defeat the guy. And you would think that by now they would catch on. It's the same old moves, the same old things that they do. And I got to tell you, based on what I'm hearing them say about these elections, Dave, I don't know if you're in the same place I'm at, there's got to be something wrong with them. They've learned absolutely nothing from November 8th. They really are still stymied.
Now, again, Joe, I'll go back to what I've said over and over again. This is who they are, what they do. This is their agenda, and they believe in it. They really, and let's really qualify this or quantify it a little bit. These people, in a majority of the cases, really don't understand how to operate and be successful in our capitalistic free market system, because they don't know how to go out and sell themselves in a normal way, in a professional way, and develop relationships and all that. They go out and do it through their tactics of misinformation and lies and intimidation and attacks on other people and the people they're, you know, running against or are trying to bring down, whatever it may be. And that's their mindset. And I don't know how you get them to step back and look in the mirror and say, you know, I need to learn how to work in this free market society because I'll be much better off if I do.
Yeah, it is, again, I can't believe that. Even if they didn't believe in what we believed in, and I'm not suggesting that they be liars or deceivers, but even if they didn't believe what we believe in, I would step back and look and see what's, you know, if I was a Democrat, look what's moving, what's pushing, what's getting, and I would start to line up with that, even if not totally, to try to get me some forward motion. They don't even seem to have the intelligence level to pull that off, or they're just so stubborn, they refuse because they really believe that their message carries, and it doesn't.
Well, it doesn't. You know, there was, I don't know if you saw on Fox News last night, I don't remember where the guy is. She's a professor at one of the universities, yes. And I mean, she was just insistent that capitalism was bad and need to be brought, you know, and you needed socialism. In fact, she teaches socialism at that school and that. And that's the problem with these people. And what we've got is we've got a generation, several generations that have, you know, our colleges and high schools have been infiltrated by the left, and they've got teachers in there and professors in there like this lady that are teaching people that capitalism isn't good for you, it's socialism, it's communism. All this is about is eventually them taking control. America needs to wake up, and we need to look at our education system and step back and say, we need people in here that understand not just what they're teaching, but they understand our free market capitalistic system and be a part of it.
You know, I agree with you. Let's talk a little bit about the jobs market, because, you know, I look at these numbers, and they always, you and I have talked about this over the years, it's just always eludes me as to how they come up with this. So in February, we were excited. 235,000 jobs had been added to the economy, which I think is great. The unemployment rate dropped again. And then in March, they're now saying that we only added 98,000 jobs. Now, I'm not saying that's real or not real. I just don't know. But they're blaming the economy on Trump and saying now it's losing steam. But I think some of those numbers are adjustments for just coming out of the holidays or adjustments for a couple of things going on in this country. not that it's a good thing or even a bad thing at this point in time, but then the unemployment rate falls again to 4.5%. I'm saying, how does that happen? And when you do a little digging, you find out people have, they're going out on disability or they're staying on disability or they've totally stopped looking for work or maybe they've even retired early. But that's a heck of a drop in jobs. You got any ideas or thoughts on that?
Well, I think a big part of it is that there's not as many people employed as there used to be, and that started during the Obama administration, and it really hasn't changed that much. People actively looking for employment in the workforce. So, the numbers are affected by that. But the other thing, as you mentioned, you can't look at just 1 month. You have to look at the average and where the trends are going on. I think part of the reason the unemployment rate dropped is because we saw some huge increases, like you say, back in February and that. But it's going to be interesting to see where it goes. Because I will tell you one concern that I'm having. We're seeing a lot of big box stores failing and closing. Yep. Like here in Indianapolis, we have one called H.H. Gregg, big electronics and other type store. This past week, they declared bankruptcy and they're closing all their stores. You hear JCPenney is shutting down stores. Sears is going down. Macy's, I forget how many stores I saw they're closing across the country. Even Nordstrom's is closing some stores. So,
yep.
And what people understand, these are all jobs. Yeah, they might be able to buy stuff on the internet cheaper and faster. It's costing American jobs. It's going to be interesting to see where this all goes to.
The brick and mortar. Yeah, I hold this up to the businesses and the ability to look into the future and say, hey, the brick and mortar is on the way out. I think JCPenney, even though they've hit some hard times, they've got some of the right moves going on where you can order their product online, you can take it back to the store, you can exchange it at the store, you can go to the store and have things measured out and, place your order, go back and even place your order online. They're kind of making some shifts. But stores like that have been around since you and I were kids, Radio Shack, for instance. I mean,
they're
second or third time they've gone into bankruptcy and try to work their way out? It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. And some of it is these companies need to adjust to the changing times.
Yep.
Like you say, JCPenney's trying to do. Some of it is just that the newer generations, they'd rather sit on a computer and do their ordering and do other things than go to stores. Now, I don't know about you, but if I want to go buy some clothing or a suit or something like that, I want to go out and see what it looks like. I don't want to see what it looks like online. And I think it's good that we still have these stores, and I think they've got to find ways to get people out.
Yeah, and just the radio. I want to go back to Radio Shack for a second because it's one of those, I don't know, what do you want to call it? One of those legacy stores. And you think about it as a kid, how you used to run in there, and there were things, what was it, the water rockets, the regular rockets, electronics that you were able to get. I mean, I know it sounds kind of outdated and everything, but I'm amazed that our young kids aren't still just enamored by that kind of stuff, putting things together, soldering things. You got to solder something, plug something in the wall, make it hot. I mean, it was great. And those kind of things are gone, and it's too bad to see a store like that and the history behind it just gone. And you're looking at Sears and Kmart still having trouble. And these lefties that are sitting there going, well, Mr. Trump, what are you doing about it? Like, these stores didn't start going out of business January 20th. Right? I mean,
that's right. And, the other thing, too, talking about Trump, that, everybody keeps talking about, why hasn't he gotten more done in the first 100 days than that? And the truth is, he's a businessman, and as a businessman, he knows that he has to develop relationships and work on things behind the scenes, and he may not do exactly what he said he was going to do when he was running for president. He may change the dynamics of it or that. But as a businessman, it's not a black and white tunnel.
Nope.
It's something that you have to work on and something that you may have to make adjustments to. And we're going to start seeing some of this stuff move ahead. But it's not a 100-day thing that you're going to just out of the gate get done. Okay,
I agree with you. I don't get the 100-day thing at all. David, thanks for being with me. David Bigo joined me, author of Devil at Our Doorstep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. There's a lot more coming up. Seriously. Don't get crazy on me.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?